It is Let's Talk here this morning on KORN News Radio, FM 101.3 and AM 1490. Brand new head basketball coach here in Mitchell, Riker Kreitzfeldt. They announced that on Monday of this week as a brand new head coach. Riker, how are you?
Doing great.
Big day for you. I mean, all through the process, what's the last couple days been like? People probably just blowing up your phone and congratulating you and everything else.
Yeah, it's been a whirlwind. A lot of people have been reaching out, and that's always appreciated, but it's still kind of, I don't know if it's really hit me yet. You know, this has been my dream job, and it's still, when I really think about it, it still kind of blows my mind that I actually get to live out my dream.
You're from Mitchell. You graduated as a colonel, graduated Dakota West, and kind of what's your background and where you're from and all that?
Right. So from here, lived here my whole life. I'm a math education major. So I teach math at the high school here. You know, I started helping Coach Neuendorf when I was student teaching his first year here. He let me come on as a volunteer. I talked to him the Friday before his first practice, and he still let me come in. So that was amazing. And then, so since then, you know, my first year I was just an assistant. My second year I started coaching the freshmen, and I started kind of getting more of those game preparation duties. So I started helping with the scouting reports and the stuff on huddle. My next year I was with the freshmen one more time, and then this year I went up to sophomores, and kind of that level of responsibility has always kind of been raised every single year, and it's been good. It's been really good.
What was it about, you know, the 20, 21 years old probably at the time, saying I want to get involved with the Mitchell basketball program?
You know, I've always loved the game. I love basketball, but one thing, like, I love Colonel basketball. Colonel basketball is what's most important to me. This community just loves their basketball so much, and I respect that. And you know, I knew I wanted to be involved. I knew I liked being around the kids. I knew I wanted to teach. And so coaching just went right along with that, and it was an easy decision for me.
Riker Kreitzfeldt joins us, brand new head basketball coach here for the Mitchell boys. Coach Neuendorf, he meant a lot to a lot of people here. How surprising was it that he resigned there a month ago for family issues? Were you surprised as everybody else was?
You know, I was, just because we had been working so hard. Like, you would have never known that was a consideration, because we worked so hard on our summer stuff, and he made sure that all of our ducks were in a row, team camp wise and summer workout wise and all that stuff. So then he called me the Wednesday before the Friday that he resigned and told me, and it was shocking. You know, it was pretty emotional for me. He's been not only a mentor, but just a really, really good friend to me. The whole family has. And so I'm just really thankful for that family.
His passion for the game kind of goes through. You talk to him, you just watch him during a game. Does that kind of rub off on the coaches, on the players, just how passionate he is about basketball?
You know, it does, because one thing he did is he empowers the people around him. Like, he didn't need to give me any responsibility. He was a state championship head coach. He's been coaching for 20-some years. There's no reason he needs to give a 20-some-year-old any responsibility. But he knew that if he gives people that responsibility, then that helps them buy in. And, you know, the players, they feed off that. You know, if you're not motivated and they can't see, like, that motivation in you, they're not going to be motivated to play for you. So it definitely rubs off.
Riker Kreitzfeldt joins us here, Mitchell boys head coach. What was the interview process like up against a few other candidates, I would imagine? What was the interview process like with Corey Odland and everybody else?
You know, it was a extremely nerve-wracking process for me, you know, because kind of we interviewed the week before this was announced, that last Wednesday. And so that whole time, you know, whenever you think about it, you kind of get sick to your stomach a little bit, because you just kind of wanted it to be over, and we wanted to know what was going on. But the interview was great. It was a long process. We were in the room for a long time. They had a lot of questions, most of which centered around, you know, what the program's going to look like, how disciplined we're going to be, focusing on, we wanted to be class acts, how we're going to handle parents, all that good stuff. That's what they're really interested in. But it was an extensive process.
And when did they let you know that the job was yours? They released it there late Friday or late Monday afternoon. When did you realize, hey, this job is mine?
I was told about an hour before it was released.
And did you think that the process went well? Did you think, I think I got a pretty good shot?
You know, I thought I had a shot. you know, the longer you think about it, the more you start to question. You're like, well, if it's been this long, and you think about stuff like that. But, you know, it's been a 4-year interview for me. You know, I kind of always knew I was interested in this job, and I knew what I needed to do to put myself in a position to have it when Neuendorf was done. So I thought I had a shot, but I was definitely nervous.
And just looking at everything you've done here over the past month, you've kind of been the guy running things. And how big of a deal was that to have a first summer with these guys? A lot of guys that, I mean, you know, a lot of these guys. What's the summer been like, and workouts, and where have you guys been?
Yeah, it's been good. It's been a tough summer. That Friday that Neuendorf resigned, I made sure we called Corey just to make sure we were on the same page, because Monday we were going. Monday we played that Monday after he resigned, the 5th, we played at Dakota Wesleyan. That Tuesday, or no, it was Tuesday. And then Wednesday, Thursday, we played in Corn Belt. And then Saturday, Sunday of that first week, we went to USD. And then the next Tuesday, we went to Sioux Falls. And then Wednesday and Thursday, we went to Sioux Falls. We played 45 games in 10 days. So it was tough, and it wore down on our guys a little bit, but it's been good. Guys have been working hard. The guys we've been having showing up have been putting a lot of time in, and it means a lot to them. And it would have been easy for them to say, well, we don't have a coach, we're going to take this summer off, but they haven't been doing that.
It feels like you've got a lot of support from those players that you've coached, you know, as freshmen and sophomores, now that they're going to get some playing time here this year. How much support do you think you got from those players? Because they've been, you know, sending out messages and tweets, and they seem really excited.
Yeah. You know, Corey told me there was a group of kids who went in and kind of vouched for me, and that meant a lot. And I know some of our seniors from last year had sent emails, and that means a lot, you know, and that kind of shows, you know, in the end, those relationships are what's important. You can have all the answers basketball wise, but if they don't like you anymore, if they don't like you, they're not going to play for you. So it's important that you can build those relationships and those kids like you, because that's what keeps your program going.
Riker Kreitzfeldt joins us, brand new men's boys basketball coach here in Mitchell. Younger, I'm sure that's going to be, you know, when you talk to a lot of folks, they're going to mention how young you are. How much of an advantage is that with younger players? I mean, you're not that far removed from high school.
Right. You know, that's something we talked about. You know, I'm only 7 years removed from their position. You know, I was a high schooler 7 years ago. You know, how it helps me is I'm able to relate to them more. You know, they're a little more comfortable coming to me and talking to me about things. And that sometimes can be a positive and a negative, because sometimes they tell me too much. But most of the time, it's really positive. You know, they feel comfortable telling me what's going on. They feel comfortable telling me what they think we need to change. And then, you know, the negative part is, and it's the outside, that would be the outside looking in, is that it's going to be harder to discipline. But I really don't see it that way. You know, these guys, they know what they're getting with me. They know I'm laid back off the court, but when we're on the court, it went pretty intense, and we're going to be extremely disciplined.
What do you envision those other responsibilities being, you know, doing media stuff like this and everything else, travel plans? How do you kind of divide that up amongst your assistant coaches and you taking some of that responsibility, some of those things that people maybe don't realize it takes off the court?
Yeah. You know, that's one thing I've talked about this summer. You know, this whole, my last 4 years, I've kind of been Neuendorf's ghost. Like, if he's done something, I've done with it. I've went with him and done it. But this summer, I've realized, you know, there's so many small things that go with this job that people don't realize, and it's a lot of work. So I'm really lucky that we have a great staff. You know, we have Wes Morgan, former state championship coach, and he's a huge help. Pat Larson is extremely helpful in doing all those small things, and he's there when I need him. And Adam Fosness is a guy who the players like. They like to talk to him. He can be honest with them. They can be honest with him. And he's probably going to take my role last year, in which I was kind of the friend to him, and it helps that way.
Of course, Caden Hinker returns a senior year. We'll see, maybe he make his college decision here in the next month or so. He's been all across the country, seemed like playing. How much have you had a chance to talk with him and keep track of what he's been doing this summer?
You know, me and Hank talk every day. You know, he's been texting me. He texts me every single day and asks what I knew about the coach, and every single day the answer was, I have no idea. I'm not on the hiring committee. But, you know, he was really interested in that process. But he's been busy, man. He's been playing. He played those 45 games with us in those 10 days, and then he had to play that weekend. And he's been, you know, he plays basketball every single day of the summer. He's just consumed by it, you know. And he just got back from Atlanta last night. He gets back from Atlanta at 5, and then he's at our little kid summer league helping out at 6. You know, so he's really invested, and I really appreciate him.
And all that Coach Neuendorf did in his 4 years, a memorable 4 years. I mean, he got Mitchell basketball back on track, and how satisfying was it that, you know, it ended up being a state tournament appearance there a couple months ago. That game against Harrisburg was, I don't know, maybe the best game I've seen for Mitchell there in many, many years. How cool was it that that ended up being his final game with the Mitchell Colonels, and he at least got to go to that state tournament?
Yeah, I was just really happy for him. You know, he has worked so hard. Like, people don't understand how much time he put into this program, and to get back to the state tournament meant so much to him. You know, leading up to that Arsota X16 game against Watertown, you could just tell he was really on edge because he just wanted it so bad for our guys. But that last game was a fun one against Harrisburg, and you go back to our Yankton game, and we're one bad quarter away from playing the semifinal game, you know, so we were really close, and we need to get back there this year.
As far as what the rest of the summer has in store, what's going on as far as team camps and everything else here?
So now, you know, we're kind of past we played a lot in June, like a ton. So now we're really into our like skill development phase. You know, we're going to have guys shooting from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. We're going to have them on the gun, making 200 shots a day. And I'm going to start a 10,000 shot club. You make 10,000 shots on the gun, you get a t-shirt, that kind of stuff. Playing wise, like tonight, well, this is Tuesday. Tonight we'll go to the Pentagon. We'll play our summer league. We got that next Tuesday as well. And then the 23rd and 24th, we go to Augustana to play in a team camp. And then the 26th, we'll be back here to play in Westland's team camp once again. And that'll be the end of the summer.
Busy summer continues for Mitchell boys basketball, coming off that state tournament appearance last year. Riker Kreitzfeldt, brand new boys coach here for the Mitchell Colonels. Coach, I can call you Coach. Thanks for coming in, and we'll see you plenty here coming up this winter.
Yeah, appreciate it.